This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will hold a special session in just over 2 weeks to weigh challenges to two of the Biden administration's policies covering vaccine requirements for millions of workers and policies that affect large employers and healthcare workers. The High Court's announcement Wednesday that it will hear in the cases January 7th comes amid rising coronavirus cases and is an extraordinarily fast timeline. The court has not been scheduled to hear cases again until January 10th. A three-judge panel of the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati ruled 2-1 on Friday that the vaccine or testing regime for workers at larger companies could take effect. The plan requires workers at larger companies to be vaccinated or wear face masks and get tested weekly. The requirement could affect about 84 million U.S. workers. Under orders not to leave home unless necessary, the 13 million residents of the northern Chinese city of Xi'an are adjusting to lockdown imposed after a spike in coronavirus cases. The measure comes just weeks before the country hosts its Winter Olympics in Beijing. There's no word on whether the virus was already the newly surging Omicron variant. It's a far more Delta variant. The restrictions are some of the harsher since China in 2020 imposed a strict lockdown. This is VOA News. Two new British studies provide some early hints that the Omicron variant of the coronavirus may be wilder and milder than the Delta version. Scientists stress that even if the findings of these early studies hold up, any reductions in severity need to be weighed against the fact that Omicron spreads much faster than Delta and is more able to evade vaccines. Sheer numbers of infections could still overwhelm hospitals. Still, the new studies released Wednesday seem to bolster earlier research that suggests that Omicron may not be as harmful as the Delta variant, according to Vanderbilt University biochemist who studies the viruses. A monument at Hong Kong University that commemorates the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre has been removed by workers over the objection of its creator from Denmark. The 26-foot-tall Pillar of Shame, which depicts 50 torn and twisted bodies piled on top of each other, was made by Danish sculptor Jens to symbolize the lives lost during the bloody military crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in Beijing June 4th, 1989. But the statue became an issue in October, with the university demanding that it be removed, even as activists protested. He offered to take it back, provided he was given legal immunity that he won't be persecuted. Hong Kong has cracked down on dissent following the 2019 pro-democracy protest, arresting 100 civilians. Bangkok Port Customs Office intercepted more than 193 pounds, or I should say kilograms, of amphetamine hidden in punching bags bound for Australia, where it would have a street value of about $30 million. The drugs are packed in bags, each weighing over 10 kilograms, where effectively in punching bags. Officials told a news conference the shipment was inspected by the Thai Customs Service, and they grew suspicious. Thai made boxing and training and not in high demand in Australia. They also did not provide details of when the drugs worth a total of $3.5 million were seized. Australia consumes around 11